Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's time to get to real radio stuff here. It's an overview that we have every week. The DJV gang, me, Doug Steffen, with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, into what the charts say, although they don't speak. So what the charts list, that's probably better in terms of grammatical correctness. The charts are listed both at djvshow.com and at talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Every week, the top 10 stories as perceived by the research done at Talkers in the news talk radio world are listed, and we have a countdown with Michael Harrison. And so I invite the ladies to speak about the people on the list and the stories themselves. And with your permission, I'd like to start. Well, let me just go through the list quickly of stories, and then we'll go to what I think we ought to start with is number four. The UFO sightings, that's something we spend time. The trouble with me going through the list is that we all start talking.
You give the list. We'll refrain from talking, okay, and then we'll talk about the list. About
that. Number nine, race relations, the Asian hate crimes bill, etc. Immigration reform is eight. The abortion case before the Supreme Court is number seven. The economy and the stimulus, number six. Our relations with the two baddies on the planet, Russia and China. The Arizona election audit, the voting legislation, the voting machines, that kind of stuff, number four. The January 6th commission and the debate over whether there ought to be an investigation, which seems like ludicrous to me that there's a debate about this. But anyway, the Israeli-Palestinian situation is number two. And where we are, if we even know where we are with COVID, I think that's perhaps a large question. Where the heck are we? Meanwhile, the machine situation, I think number four is pretty interesting because there still is a hoopla about, you know, whether in Arizona Trump won and, you know, that whole thing, which has been really politicized and kind of, I don't know that we really know what the story is. But the thing that I find most interesting this week, ladies, is that the Arizona Secretary of State said that she has grave concerns about the voting machines in the state of Arizona. I don't know whether she's a Republican or a Democrat, and I don't think it makes any difference. I've said this for years, and it became worse last time around, how it is that we can have this much of a problem with voting, this much disruption, corruption, whatever the heck it is something that there should be. You talk about protesting and going to Washington to protest. This is something that hasn't been straightened out, and it isn't,
well,
doesn't show any signs of being straightened out.
But it has. It's been settled. Republicans in Arizona have said there are some who are still trying to push this narrative, but there are others who are saying this is there was no fraud. This is the numbers are settled. What she's saying is she wants to have new machines because she doesn't know what the Republican auditors have done to them. So that for she's
but,
concerned more about
in general,
well,
I understand
couple,
what you're saying about Arizona.
There's a couple of things. First of all, it is not settled in Arizona yet. They're still recounting in Arizona, and that's been ordered by a judge because of the evidence that has been presented so far. There's been a tamping down of this story in the media. I think a lot of people are trying to say that this, you know, this theory about these irregularities has somehow had its day in court and it's been thrown out. That's not true. It's never really had its day in court. And so state by state where there are instances of this, in fact, in Georgia, in Pennsylvania, and in Arizona, there's all stuff that's going on looking into how votes were counted, how the machines work, and all of that stuff. So that's still happening. But it wasn't the Secretary of State, I believe, or the who did you just say? The Lieutenant Governor in the state said that there are some irregularities that are still concerning to top officials, including the legislature. The sheriff of Maricopa County came out and said, we think that these auditors don't know what they're doing. We're probably going to have to buy new voting machines. So a couple of things are happening all at the same time. The sheriff is saying that there needs to be new voting machines because people have been touching them. A lot of people are still looking to see how votes were being counted. When they did the forensic audit in Pennsylvania, a story that came out yesterday, is that a lot of the Republican votes were not being scanned. If they were GOP ballots, a lot of them were not being scanned in the state of Pennsylvania. So these are things that are pretty problematic that haven't, I guess, risen to the top of interest for the mainstream news media to report on. But there are things that are going on, and I think the bottom line is we need to make sure that people trust this system before the midterms, because we're going to have to go do it all over again next year.
Yeah.
And
it's been a year. As long as I've been doing talk radio, and that's been since 1974, there's been this issue. And maybe if I were thinking about what happened before, if I were, I wasn't as conscious or aware of it. But I will tell you that over my adult lifetime, this has been an issue in every single election, going back to when I was a resident of Florida. Here in Massachusetts, it's been a problem. Sure as hell has been a problem in California and Arizona and pretty much every other state, where the people who are full-time managers of this system sit on their hands. They're political appointees, so they take the position of helping their party. It's an outrage. It really is. Oh, your vote doesn't really count. You don't know where your vote goes. I don't want to go and put my vote in the ballot in the mail. I want to take the ballot and put it in a machine and see that my number goes in.
I trust the mail way more than the machine.
I don't.
Well, look, we're not talking
about
all the stuff with. Yeah, because I tracked my ballot. I knew exactly when it was received. I knew exactly when it was counted. I could go right online I'm in New Jersey. I went right online onto the site. I logged in with my independent number as my New Jersey ID number, tracked the ballot like a FedEx package. It was great. I have no issue with that whatsoever. I would trust that more than somebody tampering with these machines on either side.
Well, the tampering with machines is different than putting your ballot into a box. The machines, those computerized machines, have been a mess since they were introduced. And I remember the first voter machines that were computerized were owned by a company that was owned by a U.S. senator in, was it Dakota or Nevada or someplace? I can't remember the guy's name. No, it was Colorado. I can see the guy. I can't remember his name.
I'm sure that was a coincidence.
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah. Yes, of course. Okay, number one this week is the continuing focus on the vaccines, or is it the, I guess that I've said on the DJV program this week, I wanted to get away from this because I didn't find there was anything really new. It's the same old debate and the same old stuff about the pandemic and the marginalized communities and how blacks and Latinos are, you know, have higher numbers. I mean, there's nothing new in that. We all know that the system is prejudiced against minorities. So the question isn't, is it? The question is, what do you do about it? And then there's, you know, traveling with the vaccines, whether you're going to have to prove. I mean, there are a whole bunch of issues, but they've all been discussed ad nauseum, at least from my perspective anyway. I don't know. You guys have your thoughts about it, so help yourself.
Okay.
That's the end of that, so I guess I'm right.
Well, I mean,
except
I don't know.
For, wait a minute, one thing. There's a canine coronavirus problem that's erupted in later in the week. We've seen some research done that there's a type of coronavirus that usually infects dogs, and it now is present in a group of children who are patients that, this is over in Malaysia, hospitalized for pneumonia. And they've now seen that when examining the virus, that is pretty similar to what we've found in the COVID-19. So that's pretty unsettling, don't you think? I mean, get right down to it.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know, just going back to the vaccine conversation for a second, I'm really over it. Like, if people want to get the vaccine, it's available. That's great.
It's everywhere.
Get the vaccine.
Right.
Yep. If people don't want to get the vaccine, that's great. That shouldn't bother people who are vaccinated because they're now protected. So live and let live. Personal freedoms. Let people decide what the heck they want to do. And let's move on. I don't know. I think there's just, you know, again, everything becomes so one-sided. Either you're an anti-vaxxer or you're, you know, pro-vaccine, going out there and asking everybody if they have shots in their arm. I mean, I just, it's your medical stuff. Deal with it, you know? I don't know. I don't.
This is stupid
that it's political. It's health. It blows my mind.
It may. It's because of groups on both sides. Let's talk about this with regard to the, Israeli conflict and the squad on one side and the Maryland Greens on the other side of the world. Let's talk about that in a second. Here on the Talk Radio Review, it's 16 past the hour. We're going into the time of year when a lot of people who put on a lot of weight over the last year, especially over the wintertime, are trying to shake it. And here's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin to help us focus on what we do now that's intelligent to lose the weight.
If you go to toploss.com, you can read up all on the science behind how it works. It's more of a health supplement that's giving your body back that collagen protein to rebuild lean muscle tissue naturally, to rev up your metabolism. We also have a huge spring sale right now. That's a great time to check it out, too. It's toploss.com, T-O-P-L-O-S-S.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online, or you can give us a call, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Lose the weight. Keep it off. That's what Elizabeth is suggesting you will do, and the proof is in the pudding. Look at all the people who have had great success. Elizabeth, thanks for being here from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Use that discount code DJV at checkout.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, here we are at 18 after on the DJV overview, the hot hits. Talk radio is perceived by Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We'll get to the trending things in a few moments here. I'm Doug Steffen. So the situation... We're all politically motivated, it would seem, although I don't know that I am. I don't like any of them. But number two, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict sees the usual political sides being taken with the squad now saying don't sell any arms. But then there are those who are, I don't know, if are there any Republicans who say don't sell arms to Israel? Or is it all the Democrats?
I haven't heard one, but I have heard a couple. I've heard Democrats, very high, powerful ones, say that the squad is crazy. Steny Hoyer is one who came out with the Democrat Party and said, this is not what we stand for. We stand with Israel, and talked about Hamas being a terror organization. I mean, what other conversations do we have about supporting terrorist
operations? You know what it does? It just underscores the naivete of these people who are in the squad. And that's all that, I mean, do they represent a certain amount of a thought pattern in America? Yeah, I guess they do. And should they be quiet? No, they should be heard. But they should be heard, as are others around the country being heard, for some of the ludicrous comments. Some of the people that have leadership positions have intelligent comments about stuff, and some of them don't. And I think more and more you see the split between reality, at least what I guess is reality, and what some of these people who are in the groups like the squad have come up with. It's foreign to me. Now, maybe I don't understand because I don't live in their neighborhoods, but I just, it's,
but
I don't
see,
know if annoying.
I want to follow the money, because this is a result, this way of thinking is a result of an influence campaign that's happening on social media.
That's
and
what
I
it's
want
all
to know
about.
Who's behind it.
21 after the hour here on the DJV overview of News Talk Radio this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
C- Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and the trending items this week. Some of them are bumping into the story list that we have from Talkers Magazine. Some of them are just kind of there. This is our own read, Jay, on the top 10, because Morgan Wallen has become sort of the poster child for negativity with some. Do you think that's an accurate statement?
Yeah, he had a string of getting into some trouble. He was acting a fool, drunk and belligerent outside of a Nashville bar. Then he was kicked off of his musician gig from SNL. He was going to be one of the featured musicians. He ended up being able to perform, but he was out partying during COVID restrictions. And it wasn't that he was in trouble for what he was doing specifically, but it was that he broke SNL protocol and safety regulations, so they had to disinvite him during that time. And then he had the racial slur controversy, which was the latest, which kind of had him disappearing from things so that he could quote unquote work on himself. That was the statement he released at the time. Well, he was out in Nashville this week performing at Kid Rock's bar, and I mean, the crowd went nuts. He was one of the top selling artists when all of this happened, and continued to skyrocket.
Does some people interpret that as the folks who go watch him don't have a problem using the N-word? Is that's how some people would interpret that, right? Whether it's right or wrong.
Some people just like his music, probably, and mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I'm a country fan. I admit I'm not much of a Morgan Wallen fan. I saw him, he opened for Luke Bryan, I think, and that was kind of the extent of him with me. But when people hear music they like, and maybe they don't know the whole story, maybe these are people who are not, sitting on social media looking at what was trending. Who knows?
All right. Another item here, speaking of things that are popular in the top 10 television list, season after season, is Law & Order SVU. Been on, I think, 21, 22 seasons. Mariska Hargitay and Chris Maloney. She's on the record this week as talking about a youngster who used some knowledge, was this youngster, did this youngster watch SVU? Where did this come from?
Yeah, this all started, in case you missed it, there's an 11-year-old who evaded her own abduction. So a guy tried to kidnap her, and she used her know-how from Law and Order to not only get away from the abductor, but to help authorities track him down later. She was playing with some slime, and she smeared it all over him. And
really?
That, yeah, so when authorities, and she had seen this guy before, and he had approached her asking her some questions, and she told her school, she told the principal, she was she was very aware, 11-year-old, very aware of this guy. So when he then tried to actually kidnap her, he passed by her in the car, came back around, went to get out of it. And I mean, there's a video where you can see her immediately start running. He grabs her, she fights him off, and then she runs away. And Mariska Hargitay is, you know, giving her praise. She's relieved that and grateful that this young lady is okay, and she's
waiting
strong
for the
and
bus?
Brave.
Is that the video?
Yeah, she was waiting for the bus. And her mom always walked. So the bus stop was actually moved halfway through the school year because of a bus driver shortage. And her mom always walks her to the bus stop. But on this day, the baby had a dirty diaper, and the mom was like, "Okay, you know what? You go ahead and start walking," because they were already running late. And she's like, "I'm going to change the diaper real quick, and then I'll be there." And just as she was finishing changing the baby's diaper, the 11-year-old comes busting through the door, telling her the story that she had almost been kidnapped, and the video was captured from a neighbor.
Can you imagine, like, the guilt that the mom must have, that she, you know, made the decision to change the diaper, and she almost lost her child because of it? Like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Well, it's one of those really strange things. All right, comments are certainly encouraged. Help yourself with our social media being available at DJV Show, if you will. Facebook.com/DJV Show. Always have comments from folks, and I think people enjoy reading what other people that are listening to the program have to say, so you can check it all out. Twitter and Instagram, at DJV Show. And right now, it's at 28 past the hour on our review of what's going on in News Talk.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
More people now getting vaccinated, but there's still some reluctance to ditch our masks. While some didn't want to wear masks in the first place, now others aren't ready to take them off. Dr. Anthony Fauci saying Friday he's not surprised.
It's understandable when you're used to a certain type of behavior. And then when the science says that you can actually turn around that, as we've said with the recent CDC guidelines, that when people have been following a certain trend for a considerable period of time, that it may take time for them to adjust.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky agrees no one should feel shame for keeping their mask on despite being fully vaccinated. The White House and Republicans closer but still far apart on an infrastructure plan. President Biden Friday lowering the cost of his plan to under $2 trillion, but that's still $1 trillion more than the GOP plan. The White House calls this an attempt to seek common ground, but Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito says vast differences remain. This is USA Radio News. Violence continues in the Middle East despite a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Israeli security forces firing stun grenades and rubber bullets at Palestinians in Jerusalem outside the Al-Aqsa Mosque Friday. Israeli police say officers were responding to having rocks thrown at them by Palestinians. No deaths reported, but about 20 people hurt. Meanwhile, at the White House, President Biden making it clear where he stands.
There is no shift in my commitment, the commitment to the security of Israel, period. No shift, not at all.
Biden also says he'll continue practicing quiet, relentless diplomacy to ensure both sides enjoy equal measures of freedom, prosperity, and democracy. A child killed in a road rage shooting happening Friday morning in California's Orange County in the 55 freeway. Highway Patrol says a 6-year-old boy was in his booster seat when a shot was fired from someone in another car. No details released on the incident leading to the shooting. Alabama lifts a ban on yoga. The governor this week signing a bill allowing yoga to be taught in public schools. Yoga banned in Alabama schools since 1993. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour. This is the DJV overview. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay, our overview of the charts for the week of May 17th to 21st. Some of the stories and the people that are involved in all of this. The economy. And what's going on in the economy? People all excited. Wow, look at what we're doing in the stock market, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The stimulus initiatives. So there's good news and there's bad news. But there always is when it comes to this sort of thing. In the housing market, home values, I'm betting in every neighborhood. Victoria is down in New Jersey. Jay is in Nashville. Jennifer's in California. I'm in Massachusetts. And I know from my perspective here, my neighbor and friend, who is the number one real estate agent here in my metro west area of Boston, says there's no inventory.
Nothing to sell.
He went out of the market. He normally stays right in this area, but he was asked to sell a house down on the south shore, south of Boston, and he took the listing because the people really wanted him to sell. Puts the house out. Listen to this. He puts the house on the market for $1.6 million. Guess how much they sold the house for? Take a guess, ladies. Think about it.
They asked $1.6 million. Everything is going way over asking. I don't know. I'd say maybe $1.8 million.
Yep. Just a hair. $1.795 million.
I was going to go for $2 million.
Really?
This house that's above my mom's house in the neighborhood that I grew up in. It was on the market, and she's like, oh, you got to look at this house. It'd be so great. You'd be on the same street, yada, yada. And I looked at it, and it was 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, and very old school on the inside, very 1970s. Mm-hmm. Like, you'd have to put a lot of work in. It did have a pool in the backyard and solar. They listed it for $799. They got 35 offers. Do you know how much it sold for?
$1 million.
$980,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's what's happening. And so if you look around at home values around the country, they've risen at least 12 to 14% in the last year. That's great if you're an owner and you're selling. Pretty frustrating for people who are buying. And the only saving grace there is it doesn't cost you anything to borrow the money. You know, the interest rate's below 2%, so,
but
you know, you get...
But the problem, though, is, like, I have a friend who wants to sell her house and but, like, where does she go? That's what she said. She's like, well, the problem is, where would we go? We want to stay in the same area.
Yep.
But then if we sell and we make a profit on our house, then we're still going to be paying somebody else
more,
way over asking.
Yep.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The home supply is at the lowest level. That is the available inventory around the country. This 57 years. In Framingham, where we had huge growth after World War II, it's the lowest available in terms of numbers, sheer numbers, that it has been since World War II, since I was a kid in the early 50s. It's just, I remember my father bought the house that we lived in when I was a baby. I didn't remember it when I was a baby. I remember talking about it, you know, when I was old enough to know what was going on. He paid $22,000 for the house and got a 4% mortgage from the GI Bill. And when we sold it after he died, it was on the mark of a 640. And I think that was pretty close to what we got in. So, you know, you look at stuff and you just think.
It's expensive to build, too, right now. And the price of lumber is
God, yes. Go to Home Depot or go to the lumber yard and see what they're getting for a 2x4. Oof. I'm glad I have a farm and I've got a sawmill. I can make my own. Not too many people are in that position, however. Okay, so let's talk about, we've got the COVID thing, and I said we put it on the back burner, and most of you, I think, listening to the program, and most, I know the ladies participating with me, feel the same way. But I have to bring Governor Newsom, who is the world's biggest nudnik as far as I'm concerned. There are people knocking on doors, Jennifer, to find out whether you've had a shot or not. Is that real?
Yeah. Yes, it's real. Vaccine knockers. are coming door to door, and they're asking if people are vaccinated or not. If they are, they go on their way. If they don't, then they stop and try to convince you to get the vaccine. And again, this is part of, like, let people decide what's right for them. You know, if you want to get it, great. If you don't, great. You don't need someone coming to your door going, did you get it? Did you not get it? It just, it feels so wrong.
Yeah.
It feels,
very un-American.
Yeah.
Frankly.
And
it's
not free. They're spending $10 million of taxpayer money to lead this effort to try to get people to go door to door. So.
All right. So I promised that we weren't going to spend time on COVID. But I think something that's beside that kind of stuff that begs, screams for commentary and investigation, although I don't think it needs an investigation because I'm convinced that the Wuhan laboratory deliberately, on orders of the Chinese Communist government, let that stuff leak. Not necessarily, well, it leaked out in China, it leaked out in northern Italy, and who knows what it did in Iran, because that was the ultimate destination for the first batch that was going to be distributed. And, you know, the Iranians won't tell you any more than the Chinese will about how many people have died from it. But the fact that we now are looking into it, I don't think it's strong enough. I know there are a lot of Republicans who are saying, and Democrats too, here, we've got to look into this, but I don't feel like it's strong enough. Like, let's go get these guys. Do you feel that way? I mean, what, diplomacy aside, well, it's so obvious what happened in that Wuhan laboratory.
Well, but I think the question then is, what do you do? Like, what do you do about it?
It was economic sanctions on China.
We already
and
have sanctions on China.
Your business.
Right, but we already have that. And look what we've talked about in the tech report. We're now paying 30% over market for TVs. We can't
That's
any,
our
any
fault.
Vehicles.
But it needs to be a world. It needs to be a world effort. And I learned
Jennifer.
Stuff. And I think I mentioned this to you guys, and I had almost forgotten. I talked to a reporter who's been working on this story about the virus and the lab. And Fauci has said that there's no evidence that there was gay. In fact, he lied in this committee about gain of function research that was being funded by the National Institute of Health, which he runs. Now, there's plenty of documentation. And so I don't know why Fauci can get away with lying about it, because there's plenty of documentation. We've talked about it here of the Obama administration telling him not to do this kind of research, because basically you're making bioweapons, right? You're making biological weapons.
And look at what's happened.
And Fauci, instead of using government money after Obama told him not to do it because it was too dangerous, he got private money to go in and continue his research. There's 12 other sites in the country, in our country, that do this kind of research on stuff. And so Fauci has been lying about it. Well, the information has come out, and 35 Republican members of Congress wrote a letter to the administration saying, guys, here's the evidence that shows that this came from the Wuhan lab, and they're putting the pressure on the White House now. And I think for what Victoria said is true. The White House probably just doesn't know what to do with this information. In fact, it made it all the way to the White House press briefing this week, saying, asking Jen Psaki about whether or not the White House was going to respond to all of these reports now indicating that the virus did indeed come from the Wuhan lab. What I have heard,
what
and what I
response?
Hear, or she just kind of wiggled away on it. You know, she did not, she gave a non-answer, essentially.
But
I think the pressure is going to keep mounting, and I think it's going to mount in a bipartisan way. I don't think it's just a Republican thing at this point. So I think they're going to have to figure something out. But I have learned a couple of things from people who are reporting on this, that Fauci is not very well liked in any circle. Democrats and Republicans alike have had issues with him, but he has a lot of people around him who are bolstering him and giving him power, and there are a lot of people who are kind of afraid, almost like he's, I don't want to use the word mob boss, but he almost has that kind of feeling within Washington, D.C. and the swamp. And so there is kind of similar to what Andrew Cuomo is going through in New York. And I guess we'll see if this reporting is right. Again, this is brand new stuff that will probably be coming out soon.
Needs to be chewed on. All right. So
That he's got harassment stuff, and they're going to try to take him out of power.
Oh, I didn't hear
because
that.
That's what I was trying to get at. Because of harassment charges.
Why you said
both
Cuomo.
But just like Cuomo, they're going to try to take him out of power.
Sexual harassment stuff on Fauci?
Sexual harassment and also harassment in the workplace. Like, he's hard to work for, both of those things. So
I believe the hard to work for stuff, but really?
I know, that's what I said too.
Sexual harassment stuff?
At 80 years old?
I asked these same questions. The reporter I talked to said yes, and that there's more
evidence
coming.
Can I ask who this reporter works for?
I can't say right now because I got this information off the record. But
this wasn't someone who was on your radio show.
This was someone on you. Well, yeah. This was not said publicly, though. This is all behind-the-scenes stuff. So off-the-record stuff, so no, I'm not going to identify.
Oh, come on. That would be,
we'll know if it hits the headlines whether or not, you know, we'll see.
Okay. Number three is the January 6th commission. The debate about that, I see the House has approved a $2 billion spending bill to boost security after the insurrection. The vote is interesting, 213 to 212. All the Republicans and three Democrats voted against the measure. How do the Republicans keep getting in the way of this, and why? What's in it for them?
The narrative, though, is to support Trump and that it wasn't an insurrection. So if you say, yes, we need more security, then you're admitting that, yes, there was a threat.
Guess who took down the security bill? The squad is the one who actually took down the security bill. They voted this week for $1.9 million to go into additional security at the Capitol, and the squad was the ones that were trying to not, because they were in a quandary. Do we defund the police or do we want more of the police? And so there was a lot of that effort going on that almost sunk the bill that Democrats wanted. But as far as the 1-6 commission goes, there are already four investigations underway on the insurrection. There's hundreds of arrests and all of this stuff, and so everything's already underway. A commission is simply used by Democrats to try to intimidate Republican voters going into the 2022 midterms. It is strictly used for politics. The investigations are already underway. The commission is not necessary.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the lists, if you will, the charts from talkers for the week of May 17th to the 21st, story list. Number 10, those UFO sightings. Various branches of the government getting in on that deal. race relations and the hate crimes legislation, number 9, immigration reform and the situation that's really bad on the border is 8, the abortion case before the Supreme Court is 7, the economy and the stimulus, number 6, China and Russia, and 5, Arizona election auditing and the, you know, the whole business about fixing the voting problems, number 4, the January 6th commission debate on which side, you know, you're on, I guess, depends on your party. Number 2, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, kind of cooling off a little at the end of the week, and the COVID vaccine hesitancy. Are you going to have to wear a mask anymore? Are we through it all, and can we move on? Number 1 this week on the story list, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. All right, the government and your taxes coming up in a moment. We'll talk about that. This is the DJV version of the overview. Well, it is our version of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, bolstered by the research done at Talkers Magazine. It's 45 past the hour. Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with a promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The people list now, according to Talkers Magazine, these are the most talked about people this week in News Talk Radio. Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, and his pal from China, number 10, Joe Manchin at 9, Kevin McCarthy, number 8, Bernie Sanders at 7. There's a pair for you. Talk about blowhards, both of them. Woof. Number 6, Karen Fan and Stephen Richer. Mitch McConnell is 5. Lots of blowhards here on the list this week. Trump is 4. Benjamin Netanyahu is 3. More Blarney. Fauci is 2. More Blarney. And Joe Biden, number 1. I guess it remains to be seen. I thought the most interesting thing with Joe Biden this week was him getting into the new Ford truck. And the CEO of Ford was there, and he told him to step on it. And that's what he did. So maybe that's partially what gets him onto the list this week. The top name on the list is Joe Biden, the people list, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, here we are back again. We have time for one more item here from the story list and how it's related. You may have heard this week that your friends at the Treasury Department are going to hire a lot of new agents to get you dirty tax cheats. There's going to be a lot of focus. Apparently, the bill suggests that the number of IRS investigators be doubled. All right, is that it? Because there are a lot of this 22-page report suggesting that there have been a lot of tax gaps created by lax enforcement.
And so how many crypto. Of you? Feel? Yeah. So,
well, what's the crypto? How does that play into this? Explain, please.
Because no one pays tax on it. And so there, you don't pay tax on it. And there are people who have been made millionaires many times over.
Tax on gains? Tax on...
Tax on gains, yeah. And when you sell it, there's no tax on it. because it's not a regulated currency. So they're trying to create a structure for that.
Mm-hmm. Whose fault is that? I mean, what are we making bad guys out of people who are just doing what the law allows them to do?
But businesses are making money off of it, too, and not paying any tax on it.
So? I say
Well, then don't talk. Then don't complain about the deficit. If you don't want people to pay tax,
I am complaining about the deficit because look at all this week, the report that came out from the number of sources, including the government and the Farm Bureau, as to where the money went to you and people in your neighborhood on the beach. Yeah. Apparently, they're starting farms down there, according to where the money went. Yeah,
Snooky Farm.
Yeah, right. Perfect. All right, there it is, the overview. Jen, Victoria, Jay, and Doug here at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are at 53 after the hour. Time for us to review the top five items from the world of technology. We have a tight schedule here, Victoria. So we get out of Victoria Keeling goes through this. I'm Doug Steffen at number five. It's an announcement from Google.
Yeah, this is either good news or bad news if you are someone who likes to troll WebMD looking for problems that you may have and diagnoses, because we all know people who are like
that. What's your hobby? I troll.
We all know people who are like that. You know, they don't feel well, they go to WebMD and they diagnose themselves with some very rare disease that doctors just wish people would stop going to WebMD. Well, Google has a brand new tool that will be launching soon, and this is going to diagnose skin conditions. It's a web tool that they've developed with Stanford University's research team, and so it's 97% accurate when you take photos of whatever the skin issue is, whether it's, you know, a mole that you think doesn't look right or a rash, or this also does hair and nail conditions too, and then it runs through the database and the algorithm, and it has 65,000 clinical images already in the database, and then it will suggest possible conditions. So this is, I can just picture people getting so preoccupied that they're just taking their phone and taking pictures of their entire body and just having it run through this tool. So it's going to probably be very, very popular when it launches.
All right. Number four, speaking of something that's popular, it's HBO Max time.
Yep, HBO Max is going to launch a cheaper version of HBO Max. It'll be the ad-supported tier, which basically, I love when they say ad-supported. It means you got to sit through some, you have to sit through some commercials. So it's going to be $9.99 a month. It's cheaper than the $14.99 a month, which is ad-free. You get everything that Warner Media has, except you will not get the Warner Brothers movies that premiere the same date on HBO Max as they do in theaters. If you have this lower price tier, you will not be able to access those movies. You'll either have to wait longer or go to the theater. So, and if you still don't want to pay for anything, Warner Media is also planning on taking some of their popular shows from HBO Max and putting them on their other regular cable networks like TNT and TBS. Like I said during the week on the DJV show, I would suspect that Mare of Easttown will land somewhere on TNT maybe later this summer.
Mm-hmm. All right, number three is Zoom. So I want to say Zoom time. All right,
yeah,
so
here's some good news. We don't normally think of good things when we think of Zoom, right? We think of long meetings that we don't want to be on. It's owned, you know, operated, the data server is operated by a Chinese company. But there is some new research that shows that talking on video conference services like Zoom or FaceTime during the coronavirus lockdown has helped older people stave off the effects of dementia. So this new study has proven, essentially, that regular communication and having to use technology has really helped the long-term memory of elderly people versus elderly people who, you know, just traditionally see people face-to-face. They showed much more cognitive decline than those who, you know, basically forced themselves to learn some of the technology, which is great.
All right, number two.
This is a story that is not good news for anybody, right?
No.
So we've been hearing a whole lot.
Except the Chinese. It's good for the Chinese.
Yeah. So we've been hearing a whole lot about the chip shortage. And right now, the number one product that is seeing the fastest spike in price are big screen TVs. So the larger the TV, the more expensive it's going to be. Right now, large TV model prices are up 30% compared to last summer. Remember last summer, everybody decided, well, let's go out and get a bigger screen TV because we can't go to movie theaters and everyone's stuck at home. Well, if you're trying to do that this summer, you're going to pay at least 30% more. It's better to wait until Black Friday sales come around. This chipset shortage, say that fast, is probably still going to last another year because they are so backed up. And when we had this trade war with China, Chinese companies like Huawei and ZTE, what they did was essentially blocked access to those chips, the advanced chips especially, which we need for automobiles and computers. So they blocked everyone outside of China from gaining access to them. They also stockpiled their own shortage. So here we are. This is now the next thing. We already know laptops are more expensive. iPads and tablets are going to follow suit after the TV increase, I think.
All right. Number one this week in the top five department.
This still needs approval, but this was a very big story this week. AT&T and Discovery Networks are in talks to essentially merge Warner Media, which is HBO Max, with Discovery, which has all the channels that everybody knows and loves. So this could end up being a massive one-stop shopping of a streamer. Essentially, the deal, the purpose of the deal is they really want to go up against Disney Plus, and Netflix.
Uh-huh. All right, there it is, the story of the top five items. No crypto in there. It's interesting. Okay, thanks, Victoria. 59.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.